at the NAFB Trade Talk. I am visiting with FMC and Gail Stratman. Gail, it's great to see you again. We were together on a summer tour, plot tour, as I recall. For the folks here coming to this meeting, what is new with FMC? What is it you'd like people to know?
Well, one of the things that we want to kind of bring to the forefront of growers' minds this year is get them thinking about next year and trying to maximize corn yields. As we continue to see the demand for corn worldwide and the high commodity prices because of that, growers are looking to eke every bushel they can out of that acre or from every dollar of investment that they put into it. One of the areas that we consistently see a nice yield bump is by utilizing Capture LFR at planting time as an insecticide. As growers have adopted more and more GMO corn and a lot of corn has seed treatments on it, many are thinking that their insect control program is complete. But in many cases, we're seeing gaps in stand. Guys are not getting adequate emergence early in the spring, and their seed treatments just aren't holding up. Where growers are using Capture LFR, we're getting more consistent stands, we're getting more uniform emergence, and we're seeing a better root system, and that's turning into higher yields at the end of the season. As much as 8 to 12 bushels on average from the use of about a $5 to $6 investment in Capture LFR at planting time. It's very unique formulation. It's formulated to go in with liquid fertilizers and go in furrow, so it's a very convenient way to apply it. And then, like I said, we see outstanding control on wireworms, white grubs, corn rootworm, cutworms. Some of these insects that come on a little bit later in the growing season, and some of the earlier seed treatments may have already run out. So we see a consistent yield benefit, and it's primarily coming from the stand increase and the greater root systems we're developing with Capture LFR.
With the this is a bunch of farm broadcasters that are coming around through here. What is there anything that kind of stands out in terms of what they want to know about what FMC is doing, or you know, or is it just kind of just like here with me, just wondering what's new? What do you want? What you want the growers?
Well, a lot of the interest, of course, is always in the new products. What's new in the marketplace and what you're bringing new to the growers. But one of the things we try to share with the growers is just kind of the fundamental shift we've made in FMC in the last 10 years. Traditionally, chemical companies have tried to develop products and then bring them to the marketplace and see how they fit and how they can be utilized by the growers. We've kind of taken a different approach where we go to the growers and go to our retailer customer base and say, what are issues you're dealing with your growers and your customers? And how can we address those? And then we take those back to our R&D lab and say, look, these growers are struggling with this problem. We need to develop a solution to address those specific needs. So it's more of a grower-up development scheme, and it's a little bit different than the traditional companies. And so that has really been received well. And because of that, we've been able to develop and broaden our portfolio with a lot of products that have more of a regional fit for specific needs for growers, and really address specific problems for those growers, and it's been received very well.
Well, it's good to know that. It definitely seems to make sense to me, and you know, a friend of mine always liked to say there's nothing common about common sense anymore, but maybe FMC is trying to reverse that trend. So thank you very much, Gail Stratman. We've been visiting here at NAFB's Trade Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.